And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, welcome back. We're having some technical issues. Maybe the time change kind of messed things up, right?
It messed me up this morning, man. I was ready to go an hour beforehand. I was that guy. All of a sudden, look at the clock and like, oh man, I did it. I'm that guy.
You didn't get your
about,
extra hour
like,
of sleep.
Not
man,
at all.
This is like so important.
I'm blaming it on Chinook though. It's my dog's fault.
You know they don't know the time changes, right?
Let me tell you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Good morning, Brian Woolley.
Hey guys.
Hey, great to have you. All right. What's happening at Dana Wharf?
Yeah, we're just cruising through a pretty decent season. You know, things kind of starting to come to a little bit of an end for us. Then we just kind of roll into our just regular rockfish. We got Halibut Derby that kicked off their first drift trip on Friday. So kind of transitioning to some of that stuff.
Yeah. Now, how has this closure affected your fishing?
You know, it's kind of been a tricky deal.
Yeah,
I'll bet.
We just, you know, we have to travel below San Onofre before we can even put the anchor in the water.
Wow.
So, you know, it's basically a 10-mile run from the harbor.
Wow. Down. So that makes it tough, especially for the half day.
It tough for the half day. We stretch it out on the back end of the trip, you know, just to kind of make sure we get equity in the time and stuff like that. But three-quarter day hasn't affected us, per se. You know, we're able to get down where we need to, fish our rockfish and wherever we would do our bass fishing or whatever on the inside. But the half day certainly affected us, and gosh, it's just been brutal for the commercial guys.
Yeah, really brutal, especially the lobster guys,
big
right?
Time.
Yeah. So going out to sea, how far does that closure extend?
It extends pretty far off the coast. Looking at the chart, I don't know exactly how far they have it, but it's 7-8 miles. You know, it's substantial out to sea. So, you know, no recreational hoop netting outside the harbor. Oh, no fishing off the jetties. Like, it's just straight plus. Yeah. And it doesn't make a lot of sense. Right?
Have you seen any oil?
No.
No. So what's their justification?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
There really isn't. And we were fortunate. We went out with the state. We collected samples, right? We caught rockfish, halibut, all the stuff, bass that they needed for, you know, to send back to their lab and do whatever they do, dissect and analyze. So now it's just the waiting game.
Yeah.
Right? You catch and do what you can to further the, you know, speed everything up. But now we wait.
Yeah.
But
bottom line is you're still able to fish.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
You're still out there doing what you do. And
we just,
and get,
you know, I mean, it's
Catalina's still wide open, right?
It is.
For the full day guys.
Yep. So it's just adapt. I mean, that's what we do as fishermen, right?
Totally.
You deal with conditions or whatever, and you just make it work with what you got.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. And there's still some very prime real estate below Santa for that.
Absolutely.
It takes
so,
a while. Like, say, not convenient. And then that's the beauty of fishing, you know, normally at a Dana Wharf. It's the bass capital of the world. You turn out of that harbor and you are in prime zone. I mean, the second you're out of the harbor, there's great habitat. But the beauty of it, where you're going, long way to get there, but still some very good habitat.
Yeah, still some good opportunity.
They're biting. Now, what's like? Is water temperature starting to come down?
It has fluctuated. Like this last week, it stayed pretty steady. It was like 63 pretty much all week.
Yeah.
Weeks past, it's kind of bounced up and down. I think with some of the cloud cover and stuff we had during this week, it stayed pretty stable. But this is typically the time of year where you start to see things tighten up and kind of that transition starts to take place where, you know, it could be 60 one day and 59 the next and back, you know, just kind of all over the place.
But typically in November we have this beautiful weather like we're experiencing right now. And I was just looking at the long-range forecast. It looks beautiful here.
We'll take it. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Looks really like – and that helps, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, always the sunshine helps.
Is the temperature the bigger factor? Is current the bigger factor? Like what condition is it that's the thing? Like as long as we got this, we're gonna make a catch. I mean, is it always a multitude of everything?
I think it's a combination.
Okay.
You know, if you've got good current in 58 degree water, you know your bass fishing is probably not gonna be as good as it would be if you had, you know, 63 degree water and some good current. Both I think is definitely the better outcome from the two for sure.
Because
you can have, you know, killer 68, 70-degree water, no current, and everything's just kind of stale, stagnant, and you're just, we're not going to catch a lot.
Right.
Yeah. So what's the schedule right now at Dana Wharf Sports?
So right now, our the all-day boat leaves at 5 a.m. We'll fish Catalina Island on the Fury. He'll be running that for a little while longer. I don't know exactly when his season will come to an end with his shipyard plans. Then we have 3-quarter-day boat that departs at 6 a.m. That'll fish from 6 to 3 sometime thereafter. And then our half-day, during the week, we have a 10 a.m. half-day that'll fish 10 to 3. And then on the weekends, we have 2 half-day boats.
Okay.
What a great schedule.
6:30 and 12:30.
Yeah.
And the thing about Dana that I've always loved is that you guys will always move boats around. Like, there's not necessarily the 3-quarter-day boat or the half-day boat or whatever. You always... If possible, obviously, but if a boat gets chartered, if a boat's in the shipyard, if a boat's doing that, there's such a fleet that you always move things around. And so the run always happens. It's not necessarily the same boat, same crew. You just make sure that the trip that a guy wants to go on, it's going to be happening at a Dana Wharf.
Yep, which is good. And, you know, it keeps you on your toes, too, when you're running the boat. You got to kind of pay attention as to what's going on in your half-day zone. Or, you know, that there's weeks where I could run two three-quarter-day trips, a half-day and a twilight trip, and 2 all-day trips, Catalina, you know. So you have to kind of have your toes in the water to kind of keep track of what's going on there.
Yeah. That's cool.
So you run the Sun Fun.
I do run the Sun Fun.
Yeah, and so what's a typical day on the Sun Fun?
Typically, right now we've been doing a lot of 3-quarter-day stuff. So, you know, roll down to the boat, get everything rolling. Right now we're just targeting rockfish.
Yeah.
And it's been decent. Certainly, you know, with things opening in March, and there's been a little bit of pressure on that fish for some time.
Sure.
Because things kind of cooled off a little bit where we got to kind of...
same spots pretty much?
Yeah, we bounce around. You know, our bottom is a little bit different than a lot of areas. We don't have a lot of deep, hard bottom.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of hard-packed mud up against these little stretches of rock and stuff. So, you know, it's certainly different than some of the stuff that you have down here or even further up the coast. So, you know, we do kind of have to fish the same areas and have to spend some time looking. A lot of that rockfish moves around a lot.
Yeah.
More than people, I think, have any idea of how much that stuff moves. Yeah.
Really?
It seems like that stuff, and seeing from some of the stuff that they tag, a lot of that stuff moves from south up the coast. Everything kind of moves up the coast.
North.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Those are the things that crack me up. I remember, you know, we were talking about a few weeks ago on the show, you know, the tagged sculpin going, you know, 100 miles down the coast and things like that. You just, you picture a fish like that living its whole life around a couple of clumps of rocks, and it's totally not the case.
They move. We've caught reds with tags in them. They've been tagged down here off La Jolla.
Yeah.
You know, stuff just moves, follows the bait. Moves
sure,
the
they're
coast.
Following the bait.
Condition and bait.
Yep.
And what are they spitting up right now? Is it red crab? Is it squid? What
Not
do you
a
see
lot. There? They were spitting up those pyrozoans, zones, you know? We were talking about that for a long time.
That was wild.
That batch of water's kind of changed. We haven't seen any of that stuff in these rockfish. Right now, it's just little fin bait, you know, small sardine or small mackerel, a little bit of small baby squid.
That's cool. Interesting. Yeah. And it's amazing. Changed. So no red crabs around?
I haven't seen a red crab.
Yeah. And I guess that's good and bad, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it could go either way. Totally.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you pick your poison. If you had great fishing that day, it's like, oh, it's so nice that all this, you know, bait's around. If you had really crabby fishing that day, it's, these damn red crabs. You know, if that was around,
bait.
I guarantee I would add limits. Yeah.
But, you know, it helps. There's certainly, I can tell you we're not seeing a lot of bait out where we're fishing right now.
Mm-hmm.
There had been, you know, like I said, tons of that pyrozoan stuff. I don't know, the fish were eating on it. I don't think they're getting much nutrition out of it. But a lot of the anchovy that we were seeing out in that deeper water is not there.
Yeah.
So a lot of that fish, that, you know, those big areas of fish were just, you know,
it was,
it's not there. It's moved around.
It was such a strange year this year of just lack of, like, long-term consistency. I mean, there was some great fishing at Dana Wharf, but, like, nothing lasts. It would, like, transition in and transition out. And I remember, you know, there was days when, you know, there was foamer bluefin fishing for the half-day guys, and then, but, you know, it was over just as fast. And then crazy good bass fishing, and then not. And then, you know, there was just, this was a year of, like, roller coaster for everywhere. I don't mean just Dana Wharf. I mean, all the way up and down the coast, it was just a strange year of
weather,
some,
fishing, everything.
Totally. It was like all these peaks and valleys. We never just had that consistent line of, like, okay, we're going to be doing this for the next month.
Yeah.
You know?
It was the wind. Remember all that
you're
wind
right,
we had?
You're right.
We had that
sure.
wind, it would blow, and then everything would roll over, and then it was just like the hard reset, right? Control, alt, delete. Everything had to kind of reboot and reload. And
then it would, and we'd get on it, we're high-fiving, and the internet blasting,
and
then here comes the wind again.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, what was it, July, that bluefin was right out your back door
that
there?
That stuff was right there.
It was like 5 miles away.
Crazy, yeah. I mean, yeah, they were catching it in 50 fathom.
I mean, we were running up from here.
Right.
To go to your zone.
Yeah.
Which
we had
was
some good days up there.
Really unusual, right?
Remember you talking about your report, like, it was always, you know, get ready, we're going to have good bass fishing, and maybe we'll catch a yellowtail, but make sure you have a rod to catch a tuna with on your way coming, on your way coming home, you know? Like, yeah, we're going to fish bass all morning, and then on our way home, we might have foamers of bluefin, and we'll stop on the way in. Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. Certainly some of that. That's cool.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. This is the man that spends all his time on the water and can set you up with the right dope.
Oh, yeah, no, it's going to be a great show. Always fun having Captain Brian Willey in here this morning. So much to cover, inshore, offshore, and everything in between. It's going to be a great time. And if you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Phone lines are already packed solid. Going to be a very busy morning. Always is with Captain Brian in here. But if you want to get through, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. And always lots of fun, our text the show option, certainly available. Some good texts already making their way through. If you want to text us, it's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. If you don't have it already, you just totally should. It's an easy way to listen to the show, easy way to catch up on shows that you missed, archives, cool information, and it's totally free. And it's the only way that you can send a text. It's a one-way system. Unfortunately, we can't reply, but got a question, let us know where you're texting from, who you are, and we'll try to read some of the fun ones on the air. And with that, we are going to take a quick break, but, man, we have such a killer prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. You are going to get to go fishing and get a killer sample of everything that goes on at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, 2 3-quarter-day passes, as well as 2 half-day passes. So
the Dana Wharf sampler.
Yeah, you and a friend are going to get to go have a great time fishing with Captain Willie and the whole crew at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, some killer prizes. If you want to get your shot at that great trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to the man, Captain Willie, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Captain Brian.
Yeah, so let's do it.
You got it, man. Vinny from Carlsbad is going to get us started on the phones this morning. Vinny, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Looks like Vinny yet. But
so what's going on here? Remember we had this time change thing here? So everything's like
trying to
out.
Adjust, yeah.
Freaked out. So we have to reset all our systems there and all our phones, the whole deal there. So bear with us.
It's no problem because we do have some great texts that have already popped through while waiting for the phones to reset. First one, good morning, guys. My question for Captain Woolley, I booked a half day on the half price Tuesday trip right before Thanksgiving. What gear would you recommend that we bring, and what's the parking like at the landing? This will be our first time.
Cool.
Good question.
Yeah, good stuff. So parking, let's touch on that. It's free parking. Come to the office, right? Park your car up close to the office, walk your gear up. Once you get checked in, they'll give you a parking permit, and you just kind of go back kind of where the old launch ramp used to be.
Okay.
There's a big, gigantic parking lot there. It's all free. So
you just, first step is to stop by the office.
That's what I, yeah.
Grab
so
a
you don't have to
deal
with
carrying
your
stuff.
So
you don't have to go back
twice
and forth.
To, yeah, so drop your gear off. You can leave it up by the office.
Sweet.
And then go park.
So yeah.
Super simple.
And free parking.
And free.
Easy.
It's free.
Yeah, it's free.
Wow. And plenty of parking.
Plenty of it.
Even in the summer.
Plenty.
Really?
There's lots
wow.
of,
that's
yeah.
legit.
That's really good. Yeah.
There's some good room. And then as far as your tackle, I'd say bring a good assortment. I'd bring a handful of torpedo sinkers, like 2 to 4 ounce torpedo sinkers, and then a little selection of sliding egg sinkers, anything from like 3/8 up to 3/4 to 1 ounce. And then something 20-pound rod, and you'll be fishing, sliding egg sinker or with some squid or a live sardine. And you can fish a dropper loop, too, catch some bass. There's also a chance you fish in some rockfish. So maybe you could call the landing maybe the day before and see what's up. But 8 to 10 ounce torpedo sinkers for that, and the same 25-pound rod. If you have something with some braid on it, like a 300-size reel, you can fish easy in a couple hundred feet of water with that. And the guys on the boat will help you get all your tackle all set up, and bait will all be there, and you'll be good to go.
I always like you guys talking about your big fish sculpin rig or big fish rockfish rig where you're fishing those Viejos on a lead head on a dropper loop. I always think that's such a cool way to weed out all the
little sleek
cobs that you get. Yeah,
totally. I mean, and it seems to work pretty good, and you know, guys have had good success on it, so we keep running that. So yeah, dropper loop setup. You just loop a 4-inch or a 5-inch bait on that, and you're good to go.
It'd be everything like you were fishing bass, so you just attach it to a dropper loop.
Right.
That's cool.
Yep.
Yeah. So Braid Power Pro has changed my whole thought about rock fishing. I love rock fishing. I mean, it's really fun, and you catch a lot of fish, and you're good eating and stuff like that. And it's all because of braid. It used to be with mono. You don't get the feel, stuff like that.
Right.
But I'll tell you, one of the things I love is that Power Pro Max Quattro. 65-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. It's like the size of like 50
or 40. Even more. Yeah, it's crazy
like super
skinny.
Thin. But, you know, for fishing deep water,
it makes it easy.
Down fast. You
drop
you,
down. It's super sensitive. Yeah. Like that with like a graphite rod. Like you feel every little peck and bite.
It changes. I mean, and you can fish really light tackle, basically, you know, like small stuff. Like
You're not all fatigued from having a heavier reel.
Right.
A slow profile.
Right.
That makes
it really works.
Totally.
It's fun stuff. So, you know, you were talking about a lot about fish and sheephead with shrimp, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like kind of the hot deal, right?
Yeah, we have
What's
a lot of guys.
What's the setup for that?
So a lot of our guys, there's two different ways I've seen our guys kind of succeed with that. One's just a typical dropper loop setup, right? 2-ounce, 3-ounce torpedo sinker with your loop coming off of that with like a size 1 hook. Some of those guys will fish those fancy octopus hooks or stuff like that, a little sharper point to kind of make that hook penetration a little bit better. And then, I mean, there's a tried and true Carolina rig. I think a lot of guys have had a lot of good success with that, you know, where you're stopping your sliding egg sinker against a swivel or one of those little keepers to kind of keep it from sliding all the way down to the hook. And then, fishing a decent-sized hook. And I think the guys that fish, like, the uncooked shrimp, the raw shrimp, have better shot, for sure. I think it fishes better. But
we've had some solid sheephead on some of that stuff.
Some guys will fish the whole thing. You know, like the tail section for one bait, and then the head and the legs on another bait. You know, they'll go to the market and buy a block of frozen, uncooked shrimp and go for it. But certainly those guys that bring that stuff seem to have had an advantage, you know, over someone just fishing the standard squid strip.
Okay.
So. Sheephead and rockfish, too.
Totally.
And everything else will bite
sand
it, too.
Like, everything else will eat it, too. But, gosh, we have this friend of ours that likes to charter the boat on Christmas Eve, and he just wants straight sheephead.
Okay.
That's his deal.
That's cool.
So we'll go, and we'll get some shrimp, and we'll have a great time catching just straight sheephead.
That's right.
That's fun stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, well, let's test out those phones.
Yeah, let's get them back going. We got Vinny still on the line. Good morning, Vinny. Vinny from Carlsbad. You hanging in there with us?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I got a question.
What's up,
yesterday, I got a couple of those knife jigs and got some of the assist hooks. A couple questions. Can you put the assist hooks on the top and bottom? And then as far as the ring that you use to hook them on, there was a 7 or an 8, I'm guessing, the gauge or something like that. It really doesn't matter, does it?
For sure, top and bottom, no problem. I mean, the one thing we have learned, you know, with a couple of years now of fishing flat falls and big knife jigs, plenty of ways to get that done. All of them work as long as everything you're doing is pretty darn heavy tackle. So, yeah, heavy assist hooks. On those big, long knife jigs, you know, 300 grams and longer, that's definitely how we like to rig them for the shop for guys going with, you know, one or two hooks on the top and on the bottom. And you nailed it right with your ring size. A 7 or an 8, depending on which manufacturer, just fine. You know, the Gamakatsu is the one that we use a lot, that Gamakatsu Superline series. They're heavy-duty strong rings. And from Gamakatsu, exactly, a 7 or an 8. Either of those two are far heavy enough. I think it's like a 180-pound, you know, rated split ring, which, you know, is something that's going to be attached to your reel that's making 25 pounds of drag. Just something will fail before that Gamakatsu split ring. They are super, super beefy. But, yeah, split ring to the jig, and then your, split ring your hook right on that same deal, and away you go.
Don't use the cheapy split rings, though.
Or cheapy assist hooks. You know, most assist hooks that come on most jigs are not going to be up to the task. of catching a 200-pound bluefin. And it's not even a cheap thing. Like, none of those...
They're not made for it.
No. You know, most of those jigs are designed for catching bottom fish in other parts of the world and maybe yellowtail and amberjack on 40- and 50-pound line. And, you know, we're asking that thing to catch a 250-pound tuna. They're just... That's just not what they're made for, but we're stoked that that fish is biting and access to us. So, yeah, heavy rings, heavy assist hook.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, I got a note from Robert over at Kingfisher Charters this week that our Kingfisher Charter trip, June 12th through 16th, has been sold out for a couple of months.
Yeah, he's talked about that already.
Well, one boat just opened up. Nice. So that opens up a spot for four people.
Nice.
And prime time to go with Rick and myself, June 12th through the 16th. It's a Sunday through Thursday. Great time. Prime time, king salmon, halibut, rockfish, the whole thing. Usually pretty good weather and a good Sitka time there. So,
you hear that, Troy?
Yeah.
All right.
So if you want to go, call Kingfisher Charters. You can just link it on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website. There's a banner right there.
That's
awesome. KingfisherCharters.com. Just give them a call quickly.
Yeah.
Because they are their season is pretty much full.
Well, and quickly, let's have a Let's Talk Hookup fan go, because unfortunately, that is just a prime date. So like you say, it's going to fill up very, very fast, yes, regardless. But let's get somebody, you know, somebody from the team to come with us, because it's really cool. The cool thing about that time of year in Sitka is everything that is there is within your option. You're at the prime time for king salmon fishing. You're at the, you know, you're usually at the beginning of the silver salmon starting to happen. Great halibut, rockfish, lingcod, all of that. It's just, and it's usually in a really good part of the weather time too.
Yeah.
You know, you're usually wearing jeans and a sweatshirt.
Never know.
You are during that trip, you are going to see rain, you are going to see sunshine, you are going to see blue sky, you're going to see gray. Like, you have said that forever, and it is the case, man. The weather changes all the time, every day.
Yeah. They have a saying, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing about Kingfisher Charters, there's no better value in an Alaska fishing trip than Kingfisher. I mean, their packages are so much more reasonable than other outfits for what you get. You get top of the line food, you get top of the line accommodations, you get top of the line guides, top
boats,
of the line
gear,
boats, everything.
Yeah.
And it's for
fish processing.
You're the best fish processing. Yeah. Fully all included. You don't have to pay for a thing except they even pay for your license.
Yeah.
Except for your tips.
Yeah,
and that's it.
It's
and
truly,
your flight up.
Truly show up and you don't pay for anything other than tipping your captain
and the
staff at the lodge.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So if you want the best value in Alaska and some of the best saltwater fishing, KingfisherCharters.com. Jump with us June 12th through the 16th. One boat left.
I think
four people.
Cool.
You don't have to take the whole boat. Like if you've got,
a
single, you've got two, you've got three,
but
you've
it's
got
just
four,
cool that the option, though, if you've got a group together, because that's the thing. This time, you know, with as popular as those guys are, that gets tougher. You know, there's always a spot or two here or there that somebody backs off, but to have a group of buds to be able to go together and fish on the same boat is pretty sweet. And it took, you know, this is what, the 23rd or 24th year, 25th year? Like
7th. 26th year, because last year was a 25th year. 25th,
but that's
last
what I'm saying.
Year.
26th
year we've been there.
It took a long time to secure this set of dates. I mean, this is the prime of prime time, and it's going to be awesome, man.
Yeah, going to be fun. So if you want to join us,
can't wait.
KingfisherCharters.com. Check them out.
All right, well, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Bruce. He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. What's up, Bruce? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Bruce.
Looks like we lost Bruce there. So how about Don from Temecula up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We got you loud and clear, Don.
Oh, okay. So my daughter, 23, she wants to come out on a fishing trip with me, which I'm really stoked about. What's like a good trip would you suggest, like for a first-time angler? And I want to get her maybe like a nice spinning rod outfit set up or something. And what would you suggest in that area?
Well, I think as far as a fishing trip, you could start on a half day or any three-quarter day. I think would be plenty of good time, you know, if you wanted to roll up and come fish with us. Our half-day trips are 5 hours long, and our three-quarter day trips are 9-10 hours long, depending on, you know, how far we have to run. We'll fish anything from bass to rockfish this time of year. Certainly during the summer, there's some days where we're offshore or you know, we're in the kelp, we'll kind of mix it up a little bit. But, yeah, either of those trips would be fine. We have plenty of crew on board the boat that will help you, you know, so, you know, you don't have to worry about spending all of your time focusing on helping her catch fish or try to figure some stuff out. Certainly the guys, the crew on the boat can help with that. And as far as any setup, gosh, I'm not like the full spinning reel expert, but I think any like 7 to 8 foot spinning rod with, I don't know, what size reel, Rick, would you pair with that? Something like a...
I would, to make it easy, I would do like a Shimano bait runner and like a 6,000 to an 8,000 size.
Got it.
Fits in their hands plenty good. Perfect. But it's got enough guts that, you know, if they hook a yellowtail or a sea bass or something, there's still plenty of reel there for it, but it's not so big that it's clunky and hard for them to deal with.
And that bait runner feature is awesome. It's basically basically you flip a little lever and it fly lines.
Yeah, the bait'll take itself off. Now, the one thing I will tell you, if you might want to call if you know you're going to go the spinning route. Sometimes fishing that deeper water with the spinning reel is a little tricky, right? Unless you have some braid. So, you know, you could set her up with something small like a Tranks reel or a 300-400 size reel like that with braid on it to make it easier. You know, you're reeling with, you know, the spool obviously in a different orientation, so it's a lot easier to get that heavy sinker up off the bottom than with the spinning reel. So,
and if you don't have that, you have rental gear there.
We totally have it. Yep, we have both conventional and spinning stuff available for rent. If, you know, you come with a spinning rod and you need a bait rod, we can set you up with that too at the office.
Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into it. Talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show all the time. Just want to give a shout-out to Some Fun, the captain. Those guys are great. Fished with them about 8 to 10 times this summer. Caught jackpot on one of them, and just a great crew. Got a question. Speaking of when you leave Dana Point, where are some of the hard spots? I'm thinking about getting my center console boat back and fishing down there. As he was saying, there's a lot of mud bottom. Are there any rock solid areas in that particular area down south there?
Yeah, no, they're totally. I guess depth wise would be my question is how far, you know, how deep are you planning on fishing? There's plenty of, you know, structure inside 10 fathoms, you know, inside that 60 foot. You could run pretty much straight from the harbor all the way down to San Mateo, even all the way down towards, you know, Las Pulgas there off, you know, Barn Kelp, Yellowtail Kelp, all that zone there. There's plenty of hard bottom, but out in the deeper zones, once you get outside of like 20 fathom, there's not, it's all mud, and unless you really know where you're going to find like the hard bottom spot where we're fishing rockfish. So
just have to spend the time
on
the water.
You got to spend the time. And I would tell you, normally this is a good time of year for a lot of those guys with their center consoles to get out and find hard bottom because everything's all marked up with, you know, lobster gear and stuff like that. But right now that stuff's really not in the water because everything's with that closure. You know, they have
to
service their traps. Yeah, so you have to go down. But even above the harbor, there's still plenty of good hard bottom. You can get in there and you can drive your boat around one day and it's not hard to find. That stuff's there, for sure.
Find it. Yeah. All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Hope that helps you out and helps you find the right spots. Good text here, and this is an interesting question from Brad in Los Santos. Says, wants you to go over the RSW system capabilities on the boats. Now, how do you guys, what do you guys deal with? How do you guys deal with your fish on half day and all
so
that?
So the half day, a lot of the half day boats, at least up in our zone, you know, we don't have an RSW. We don't have that stuff. It doesn't exist. So we carry a lot of ice. You know, on days that we're going offshore, we have giant reliable kill bags that we'll fish with, and we'll buy, you know, 200 pounds of ice so we can keep stuff cool.
Do you tag them then?
We'll staple, we'll tag and staple fish just, you know, like anyone else. That ice, that salted slurry ice with, you know, seawater on those kill bags keeps that stuff
excellent.
Primo. So days when we're offshore, we're catching bluefin or, you know, Dorado yellowtail, that stuff's all in those bags, and we have plenty of those bags. You know, reliable is good with us and takes care of us, so we're able to keep that stuff cool. Like right now when we're fishing rockfish on days when it's good, we'll staple stuff, throw it in the cooler, or, you know, ice in the bags, keep stuff cold and wet.
Yeah. And then you'll fillet on the way home?
Yep. We take care of that.
Nice. That's sweet. So you just get to take the fillets home.
Just take the fillet home, don't have to deal with the mess.
Yeah, you know? That's pretty nice.
Well, we had a very important text come through. This is from Jay in South Laguna. It says, always hi to the captain, but I'm very curious, are your cheeseburgers as good as George's?
I don't know. That's a good question. You know, I think with the same ingredients, this is a tough one. Yeah. Good old George Burger.
George, yeah. We miss George.
Yeah, a lot of people, for sure.
Yeah.
Good old Georgie.
Yeah, George. Dead. George, you know, I mean, how long was he the cook on the Sun Fun?
Well, he was on the Clemente, right? Yeah. And then he went to the Dana Pride when that boat was built.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I don't know, 40-something years?
That's
forever. A lifetime? Yeah. Right?
George Burgers are legendary.
Yeah, good
stuff.
That's
pretty cool.
That's funny.
Sure.
Yeah, people still talking about him. Yeah. He's been retired for 10 years. Yeah.
And he's one of the best bass fishermen you ever
meet. He's phenomenal bass fisherman.
Yeah. That's cool.
Both fresh and saltwater.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Kench Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. Lots of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And I got to tell you, if you're going half-day fishing, three-quarter-day fishing, full-day fishing at Dana Wharf, Tranks is your reel. And I love that Tranks 200, 300 size reel.
It's funny because I was thinking 400 for what you were just saying. You know, you have that reel. There's nothing you can do that Willie described. It's big enough that you got plenty of line to fish the bottom and you know, hook a big fish, but still small enough that it fits in your hands and cast a rubber lure to catch calico bass. Like, that, you're right. That line of reels is just so right for local fishing.
And then for summer yellowtail fishing, spring yellowtail fishing, Tranks 500 on a jig stick, man. Oh.
Totally.
The ultimate jig stick.
And even that 400 with the HG with a power handle and a small stick bait on school-sized tuna, casting into little spots of foamers. I mean, that reel is it's a bass reel size, and absolutely no problem handling fish 25, 30, 40 pounds.
The Shimano Tranks should be a part of your arsenal. Shimano Tranks at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-222-2403.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fun, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, man. Life is good. Great day.
Yeah, okay, let's find out what's biting out
there. You got it, man. It's time for our catch report today. That catch report sponsored by Gamakatsu. Hey, the tuna has been the hot local tip for that stealthy bluefin tuna bite has been those brand new Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks in the size 2 and 4.
You heard it yesterday.
We were waiting for those things to come out. Perfect timing. That hook has just been so well received. It's lightweight. That sharp point makes it very easy to pin a bait on. And that's the one thing, too. trying to, you know, do a shoulder hook or a belly hook with a hook that small, it's not easy. And having that really sharp point that a Gamakatsu offers, it just, it flat out makes it easier to pin your baits on. It's a great hook. And they have everything, whether you're fishing finicky bluefin and yellowfin with that Nautilus Light, the standard wire Nautilus, or the brand new Nautilus HDs, Gamakatsu has the right hook for you. Get that new Gamakatsu Nautilus hook, and you'll have the confidence that you'll be fishing the finest hooks ever made. Stock up on those Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store.
And let's start, well, normally we start with Brian Willett, but he's here and giving us a two-hour
seminar. We're getting the full dope, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Let's start down at Cedro Sport Fishing, filling in for RH is...
Is R.
Yeah, Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. Good morning, Rosie.
It is. It's the R in the RH.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. And good morning, Captain Brian Woolley. I hope you guys are all well.
Yeah.
First of all, boat burgers are the best. And second, I never leave home without my Tranks 400 or my Tranks 500. So right on both of those. So we're just kind of closing out our season down at Cedros. And, you know, we just had a record season this year. Halibut was, I have to say, kind of top on the list with, you know, one of those species that, you know, we catch, sometimes only a few anglers target. Well, this year, many anglers targeted the halibut. And we had people going home with limits of halibut up to 49.8 pounds.
Jeez.
And, you know, down at Cedros, that is just like an eye-opener when those guys were just taking pictures one after another with those great halibut coming across the rail. Our mainstay, our yellowtail, my goodness, I don't think I had more comments from more anglers just saying how, you know, our yellowtail we really are the yellowtail capital of the world, is just one after the other. I know we had one group down there that in one day before noon caught over 120 yellowtail on one ponga. Now, they kept, obviously, they're five each, but, you know, caught over 120 yellowtail. Calico bass, again, we had so many people catching their personal best, up to 8.5 pound calico bass. Gold spot bass, we had a few gold spot bass into the 7 pounds. And, you know, and going back and reflecting on this season, you know, I've been doing this for over 5 years now, and this was just the season that really highlighted what we do at Cedros Sport Fishing. And we'll be on Let's Talk Hookup on, I believe it's December 11th, and we're going to have some announcements that I think are going to make many, many people very happy. So you guys have a great week, and Cedros Sport Fishing closing out for the season. And like I said, stay tuned. December 11th, Let's Talk Hookup, and we're going to get going all over again.
How cool, Rosie.
Yeah, looking forward to having you here in the world headquarters for that, Rosie, and those big announcements. It's going to be, I'm going to tell you what, you're going to want to tune in that show.
Yes, you are.
Very, very exciting. And, Rosie, thanks for all your support. Thanks to Jeff for all his great reports through the season, and congratulations on another successful Cedro Sport Fishing season. And people better book now because things are pretty full for next year. How do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, you guys, you know what? Just give me a call. Phone number here is 619-772. Gosh, boy, my throat there. 619-772-7570. If my phone's been busy a lot lately because we got a lot of really great things coming up, leave me a message, but I'll give you a call back. If you prefer to email me, it is rosie@cedrossportfishing.com. If you're not talking to me, you guys are going to the wrong place.
That's it. All right, Rosie, thanks for everything, and we'll see you December 11th right here in the studio.
You got it, guys. Have a great week.
All right,
see you, Rosie.
Appreciate
That's
that
cool.
very much.
All right,
yeah,
bye.
So we can continue our catch report. I mean, kind of give us a lowdown. We already pretty much talked about
it. We did kind of touch on it.
Yeah, about, you know, everything.
What
so
we've been doing.
Yeah.
What about the island, too? You know,
yeah.
we talked about those full-day trips running to Catalina, but how's that catch been this year?
So, there, you know, it's been a little bit of bass and some rockfish, like, backside east. And then along the front, there's been a little bit of that bonita. So, Marcus has been kind of doing some of that on his all-day stuff. This fishing at Clemente, we just had a Dana Wharf crew trip on the Fury.
Oh,
we
that's
went
fun.
Out Tuesday right. night and fished Wednesday. We had some good fishing. We had
that's
really good
cool.
rock fish. Yeah, we got what we needed in a handful of drifts. And then we went into the cove, got a little bit of dope from one of the six-pack boats down here from Matt on the Limitless. We slid in there and Marcus found a nice sonar school, some yellowtail, and, you know, we went to work.
Cool.
No kidding. Yeah, so it was fun. Sweet. Got a good time. So, yeah, there's been some of that yellowtail in some of those zones there around that island. And, of course, that really good rockfish. There's been some bonito in the mix over there as well. And for us on the beach, half-day fishing, kind of depending on the load. If it's a light load, we'll probably go in and fish some bass, mm-hmm. get down below where we need to, and get on the anchor there. Some of those artificial reefs down there off of Camp Pendleton, there's a little batch there. Catch some sheephead, some bass there. And then out in that deeper water, of course, the rockfish. Some good sculpin fishing, some really good whitefish biting at the beginning of the week, and then some, you know, your mixed other mixed rockfish, your reds and your grouper and stuff like that. So.
And you've been running some day and a halfers out to the bank too.
Yep, Marcus has been doing some of that. In fact, he has some trips on the book. He's got some open party day and a half stuff coming up as well. So you can check you can call the office and they can give you all the dates on that. And he's got some more open party fishing before his season winds down too. So that day and a half stuff, a little bit of bluefin, some yellowtail in that mix as well. So
that's awesome.
Kind of across the board.
Yeah, still rolling.
Best time of the year, go weather-wise.
It is, yeah. Some good weather coming up. So. Yeah.
I don't want to say anything about weather. I'm over the weather this year. I'm just not trying to jinx anything, man. It's not like you say. I'm so stoked that we have a nice little block in front of us. That's great. That's great news to hear. But that weather's just been
weird,
funky,
funky this year,
and everywhere.
Yeah, totally.
Across the country, across the world.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Too much wind.
Too much.
I don't like wind. Yeah. I'm over wind.
Let's just get through this year and get over the wind.
Right.
Yeah. No más viento. Over. Over.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up our catch report.
You got it, man. Hey, the new 2022 CCA sport fishing calendar is now available at the landings, the tackle shops, and surffishtackle.com. You can pick it up. It has all of the tides, the moon phases, important dates, plus a very cool tribute to Jack Nielsen. They did a great job of the calendar this year, some awesome photography, and there's not a better way of knowing what the tides are going to be doing than having that calendar up on the wall in the office or wherever you got it.
But, no
available now.
About it. Get it now, for sure. Well, hey, phones are packed, and they want to talk to Captain Woolley.
Speaking of Dana Point, let's talk to Chuck. Calling us from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Hey, buddy. You know, talk about a hands-on captain. He's always down there intermingling, talking, grabbing my elbow when I was sculpting on my hand. Oh, man. It's just always a good time, Brian. And talk about a good time. It was like you guys had a great time on that crew trip.
That was a fun one.
Cool.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, man, a little yellowtail bonus.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I've fished with you for years, and I never heard the beginning of Brian's career. Where'd you start at, homie?
So that's good. You know, when I started working, I was in the sunglass industry for a little while with a friend of mine, and then I kind of got bored of being inside. I fished on the weekends and did some stuff, so I kind of bailed on that and started working on the weekends when I first started. I mean, I've been on the Sun Fund my whole career here. It's almost 25 years. Yeah.
Wow.
So, Todd Manser was running the Sun Fund back then, and Chris Pika was, you know, the first deckhand.
Manser
and
was running the Sun Fund.
Todd was running the Sun Fund, yeah. So I worked with them for a few years.
Cool.
And then, you know, Todd left and took over. He started running that Captain Hook boat, mm-hmm. that big Miller, that 65-foot Miller, giant thing.
Yeah, that was fun.
Maybe it was bigger than that. I don't remember. Probably. It was a super nice boat. And then, I worked with Pika for a handful of years and then eventually got my license and then just kind of been there since. So.
That's cool.
That's cool. Yeah. 25 years.
Yeah, almost.
I got to put a call in for the Brady Burger, too, man.
Yeah. Yep. Greg in the galley. And it's cool. Yeah. It's a good group of guys.
Now, what kind of boat is give us a description of the Sun Fund that those of us had.
Sun Fund 65-foot steel hull boat.
Yeah. Super stable.
Super stable. It's the same hull as, basically the Mission Bell. The Sea Watch, same hulls. They were built as bait boats. The hulls were, they're big, giant, you know, flip compartments capable of handling stuff. So they all kind of got different cabin configurations and whatnot. But just built in 63, 4, something like that, up in Costa Mesa there. And, it's been around since. They originally ran off the San Clemente Pier before the harbor was built.
That's so rad.
And then once, you know, the harbor was built in 71, 72, the biz moved in there and been running out of Dana Point ever since.
So. Wow. 72, the harbor?
I think 71. 71. 70, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great, Chuck. Hey, thanks a lot for the kudos. Thanks a lot for the call. Here's another big fan that texted us here. It says, hey, Bill from Mission Viejo. Props to Captain Woolley. Over 10 years ago, I took my son Levi to go fishing for the first time. Captain saw Levi struggling to catch a fish, so he slid next to my son, showed him how to hook a bait and cast it properly. Since then, he's been fishing out of Dana, and now my son is at Cal State Monterey Bay to be a marine biologist because of that first day fishing on the South Pole.
Awesome. Yeah, I remember
how
that
about
day,
that, actually. Huh?
Yeah, some good stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
That's really that was cool. A cool day. I think we had some pretty good tuna fishing that day. We had, at one point, some fathers and sons, you know, just different people. It was an open party trip, and there was, you know, three or four different groups of fathers and sons engaged
that's
in
rad.
Battle that day, you know, taking
turns
pulling fish. It was pretty cool. So good stuff. Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
That's right. Cool. Hey, well, let's continue on with our catch report, find out what's going on in the surf. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Morning, Gundy.
You know, that as a kid, that first wiggle on the end of the line can send you on a lifetime of fishing pursuits. You know what I mean? It means that much, taking a kid. And no, that's a great deal. You're doing there, Willie.
Hey,
good job. Hey, you know, it's same situation as last week. We got cool water up north, but still some warm water down south, and some guys still picking off some Corbina down there. So, you know, we'll start up at hook, line, sinker, and it's mostly barred perch up here. The water cleaned up out west. You know, they had that fire and some runoff on that last rain, so it kind of screwed things up. But the stretch from Goleta, Mesa, Ledbetter was best this week. Limits of palm-sized to hand-sized perch with a few kickers over a pound. Lugworms, mussels, shrimp, the natural baits working best there. Wiley's held an Uptown Derby on Saturday. A 1-pound, 10-ounce fish took top honors. That's a real nice barred perch. The fish fell for a chunk of market shrimp. I give these guys credit. You know, sometimes the winner is a flash minnow. Sometimes it's shrimp, a ghost shrimp. Sometimes these guys mix it up. Real good barred perch fishermen, these folks up there. A 1-pound 8-ounce fish, 1-pound 6-ounce fish were also checked in. The fish bit on the morning incoming tide. I think it was a 6.9. We have a full moon, so those are good conditions for perch jerking. Most anglers posted limits on the smaller fish, like I said, and there was also a few sheephead, opali, yellowfin, croaker in the mix. Just Fishing reported good perch action on the rocks along Torrance Beach. Some nice barred perch holding real tight to the structure there. The grub bite was pretty good using motor oil, root beer colored grubs. The gulp baits are also working, and they report still a few straggler corbina, kind of tough to hook them, but they're still around. Big Fish reported more good halibut action in and around L.A. Harbor. Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach, Belmont Shores, been good stretches. That's all protected water. Drop shot, fluke baits, swim baits have been best. Lots of shorts, but more and more legal fish showing as the water cool. And they had a one-off 4-pound, 2-ounce corbina taken there at Surfside on a ghost shrimp, and there's that natural bait working again. No reports from Newport and Dana, but moving down the Pacific Coast, still 62, 63-degree water. That's what I call the Mendoza line for corbina. You'll still catch them as the water drops in there, and the guys had some 3-pound and 4-pound fish, and they also spotted some real nice quality, maybe 5-pound class fish spinning around, but real tough to hook. The bloodworms or ghost shrimps have been best, and some of the guys are fishing the low tides and concentrating on you know, not sight casting the fish, but blind casting into the holes, into the, you know, the trench, that sort of deal. And the overcast mornings with the strong incoming tide was good for that this week. And then the halibut specialist down south did really well on the halibut this week. A lot of shorts, but picked off some nice legals up to 30 inches. Del Mar, Ponto, good area. And the flash minnows were working. Sexy smelt, cherry berry, I guess, were the two hot colors. So, you know, not a lot of anglers out, but still conditions and still some fish to go after. So, you know, hey, we'll take it.
Yeah, good stuff, Gundy, man. Some good fishing. And I got to tell you, man, if you want to go surf fishing, Gundy is the man to listen to.
I've gone surf fishing with Gundy before.
Yeah.
Remember, a couple times. Good stuff, man.
He knows his stuff.
A couple tricks.
Little Doheny session.
And we were up in Laguna.
Okay.
Yeah, before.
He probably scooped a little bait for you, too.
He did. I'm
yeah, over the years. Heck yeah.
Like, man.
Heck yeah. Miss those days, actually. Love sitting on that dock. I'll always remember those days.
Yeah.
Well, all right, gentlemen, good show.
Hear from you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Have a nice week.
See you, Andy.
Thanks.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming your way. The phones are absolutely packed, as well as a bunch of text to read. You stay tuned. Tons of great information with Captain Brian Willie, Dana Ward, Sport Fishing. You're listening to Let's Talk Cookup on the Let's Talk Cookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with the minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island Launch Ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once, and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with 4 selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.